I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A spending bill up for a vote in Congress includes a bipartisan plan to create a wildfire disaster fund to help combat increasingly severe wildfires that have devastated the West in recent years. The bill sets aside more than $20 billion over 10 years to end a practice of using non-fire-related accounts to help pay for wildfire costs. Those exceeded $2 billion last year. A new report from the personal finance website WalletHub says states in the Mountain West are among the most reliant on the gun industry, but with gun sales down and a heightened focus on federal gun control legislation, 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports on whether the reliance could be an economic concern.
The report puts Idaho in the top slot in terms of the economic impact of the firearms industry. Montana comes in third and Wyoming fifth. Jill Gonzalez is an analyst for WalletHub. She says these rankings don't necessarily reflect wages in those states.
Places like Idaho, Montana, Wyoming all rank top five in terms of the most firearm industry jobs per capita, but are pretty close to the bottom in terms of the actual wages and benefits.
She says this might be because these states have more lower-paying factory jobs, but are these jobs in jeopardy with the current political climate around guns?
If new legislation is passed, that's where things could definitely get interesting.
This Saturday, hundreds of thousands of people are expected to march on Washington and around the country, calling on Congress to do just that. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.